some thoughts and tunes, moments of melody. You've seen the picture titled Grace. It shows the old man bowing with folded hands at a plain table. Before him are a family Bible, a pair of glasses, a bowl of mush, a loaf of bread, and a knife. Eric Enstrom, a photographer from Minnesota, wanted to take a picture that would simply convey a message of hope and gratitude to a war-weary world in 1918. A local peddler, Charles Wilden, called at Enstrom's home, and the photographer saw in the kindly bearded face the type of serenity he wanted. Quickly, the props were arranged and the picture taken. 6 years later, a family from Utica, New York, bought the picture, but Enstrom held the copyright. In the next 31 years, he sold about 12,000 copies. He then sold the copyright to the Augsburg Publishing House, and since then, the picture has adorned millions of church bulletins and magazines, and over 500,000 mountable pictures or prints have been sold. We all need to pause and bow like that old man and give thanks to the Lord. Shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We have much for which to be thankful. He's prepared many tables before us and taken us through many valleys. His goodness and mercy, we've experienced it. What about dwelling in the house of the Lord forever? Well, that's our decision. He died on the cross for our sins. Have you ever thanked Him?